This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. I really appreciate it. And I wish I could do things a little different, but I just don't know with the time allotted how I can give any more information to reduce the small talk. So, next article. I'm going to stick with healthcare before I go into general news. Washington state reps warn governor just got a blank check to force vaccine mandates on all private businesses. That should scare the bejesus out of you. And I'm going to give a similar article about New Jersey before this broadcast is over too. And I know we can talk about all this for a long time, but it just shows that this is why there's such an exodus out of blue states into red states. It's very obvious. Next, doctors can now prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 in Nebraska. Just think, a year and a half into this so-called manufactured gain-of-function admitted disease by organizations that's supposed to be protecting us, getting paid through our taxpayer dollars. It took a year and a half where states like Nebraska are saying this. Now, you got to avoid the big pharmacies. Got to go to the small, the mom and pops, if there's anything left, to get your ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in a lot of these states, because the big chain stores are being bribed. They're being blackmailed. They're being coerced. And I can't tell you how many articles I've already deleted for the day where pharmacists are literally not allowing patients to get ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. They're not even physicians. I mean, this is illegal stuff that's going on in our country. That's how corrupt our country has gotten. Next. In order to make COVID vaccines, Pfizer cuts open live babies without anesthesia to harvest tissues. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know that fetal tissue from babies is in these vaccines? Again, we can talk about this for an hour. Next. Analyst shows more COVID deaths in 2021 than 2020, with a large percent of the 2021 deaths fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. You get it? Just think of all this, all these numbers and math that's been hijacked by definition, that's been changed. We've caught CDC and VAERS changing numbers by the thousands, because I've mentioned those articles published in the public domain. This is, can you imagine what the real numbers are? Look, I've given articles where some physicians feel that there's a minimum of 150,000 deaths from the vaccine already, just in this country. I've mentioned those articles. I just want you to think, even what the VAERS data admits to, which is a joke of 17,000 deaths, they're basically saying those 17,000 deaths, they're collateral damage. They don't matter. They're not people. Doesn't matter. That's what they're saying. Think about that. Think about if that was gun deaths, mass murder by guns. Think about that. Wow. Next. Harvard study finds COVID-19 surge most among vaccinated communities. How many of those type of articles have we given? Next, COVID vaccine plunges to just 3% effectiveness. All these articles about safety and effective, safe and efficacy and safety, it's all a bunch of bull. But yet Biden and CNN and all the authoritarians are demanding 100% compliance. 3%. Think about that, people. Look, I've read articles where it's 20-something percent, where it's less, pretty much everything is less than 50%. Next. Whistleblower physician assistant says New York hospital admissions were 90% vaccinated and not being reported to VAERS data. Think about this. So the vaccine adverse reactions company, information, organization that's supposed to inform you, they're not even getting this information. Next, FDA and CDC both know but won't admit that 90% plus of COVID patient hospitalizations are fully vaccinated. Whistleblower. Next, major law firm confirms FDA deceived America with its confusing approval of the Pfizer facts. Well, it wasn't really approved. Remember the drug? They really should have called it conformity. Remember that? Look, everything is a scam, people. You have to get off the mainstream media. You have to go on the alternative media and do your own reading and researching. Don't believe anything that we say. Verify this. I am shortcutting every article, every bit of information I give, I shortcut because I have so much information. Literally, during the commercials, people, I am literally throwing my articles in the trash because I can only get to certain amount. That's how much stuff I have prepared. Next, ADE, super cold, is sweeping through Europe, only a small taste of what is to come for the vaccinated. Right? ADE, antibody dependent enhancement. How many articles have we given about your lowering of T cells? How many articles have we given about the lowering of your immune system? I'm blue in the face, people, talking about this stuff. Next. What are they hiding? OSHA announces they will not enforce policy that requires employees to record their workers' adverse reactions. You can't even make this stuff up. They're telling you how safe and effective their so-called drugs are, but they're not even enforcing any policy that requires the employers or the government to record adverse reactions. This is a total joke. It's a joke. It's a scam. Next. Top scientists release study warning against COVID-19 vaccines, demand an immediate end to vaccinations. Look, I can go on and on and on, but I'm looking at the clock. I have some good articles on general news, so I'm just going to go right into it because I just can't do it all. I apologize. Next, Fed protected man identified as mystery investigator of January 6th Capitol breach. His name is Ray Epps. Okay? Basically, Thomas Massie, as per a tweet here, he questioned Attorney General Garland, and I got some information on this fella, about whether federal agents were present on January 6th, and he refused to answer. I'm looking at everything right here. It's a joke. Look, this was a setup. The true insurrection was November 3rd. January 6th is a setup. Okay, next. Confirmed. Armed man arrested at January 6th rally is a federal officer. U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. will not prosecute since he was a plant. I mean, we're living in a freaking Twilight Zone episode. Your taxpayer dollars are paying for these agents and informants working for the feds to be actors. Are you kidding me? The guy, he other federal officers were about to arrest him, and he said he was a plant. This is hilarious. You can't even make this stuff up. All right. Gosh, what has happened to our country? Next, empty shipping containers being dumped in neighborhoods near ports in California. Next, shipping costs surge $17,000 to ship a container to California from Asia. And in 2020, that's last year in case there's a Democrat listening, it was only $3,800. Are you hearing this, folks? I just want you to think about something here. And Vince, you feel free to chime in, but a little sidebar regarding the shipping container stuff. I've been doing a lot of research on these so-called new missile silos. They're coming out of back of trucks. They're coming out of containers. How do we know? And I'm not trying to scare anybody here. But how do we know that these supply chains, where there's hundreds of these ships out there all around America, and they're being brought into California and our coastal states, how do we know that they're not some type of this newfangled missile silo? I mean, the camouflage is very eerie if that is the case. I just wanted to bring that out there. Okay, next, Democrats suppressed Republican voters using illegal Pentagon PSYOP technology. Experts are releasing how illegal this is and how they're using this technology. Our own Pentagon is our organizations, our institutions, the people who are being taxed and supposed to be working for us are literally have been proven to be enemies of the people. You can't make this stuff up. This is why everything has to be decentralized, people. Gosh, I wish I had more time. Next, COVID vaccine mandate lunacy. If you sneak into America from Canada or Mexico, you don't need a vaccine unless you travel legally. Think about that. Think about what the Twilight Zone episode I just mentioned right there. Unbelievable. Next, illegal alien arrested after killing two BYU students in Orem, Utah. I have so many articles that I've omitted that I couldn't include from illegal aliens murdering and raping Americans. And rape, I believe, is up like, well, last, I remember giving an article, folks, pardon the sidebar, a few months ago where the United States of America, was ranked number 3 in the world for rape. I wouldn't doubt it now with all these millions of illegal, unvetted people, including people released from prisons from other countries. I wouldn't doubt if America is now number 1 for rape. Next, racist Facebook apologizes after social media giant compares black men to primates. Folks, Hillary Clinton said about Eric Holder and some black men that were at a meeting, she couldn't tell the difference. I believe the Democrats and Hillary Clinton even called them super predators, black men. Look, it's all a joke. It's divide and conquer strategies. These are the most racist, bigoted people in the world. But they basically project everything they do onto us. Do you really believe Donald Trump is a Russian spy and Matt Gaetz is a pedophile? And Kavanaugh is a gang rapist? You really believe that? No, they want to demonize, discredit, and delegitimize us. That's how they do it. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
To reduce cargo ship backlog aren't going to work because insane trucking regulations from the Democrats. And that's absolutely true. And Governor DeSantis of Florida says, hey, we'll take the ships. I just wonder if there's going to be a forced bottleneck or some type of political correctness happening at the Panama Canal in order to stop that, because the powers that be obviously want inflation. They want to take down America. They want to end supply and demand. They want to end all this stuff. It's look, we've proven it time and time again with many, many different articles and math and economics. Okay, next. Biden sets new record for vacation days. Oh, yeah. That's called hard work, effort, results, and qualifications. No, that's called basically being installed and passing on the agenda for the elite and basically eliminating 93% of the population. Next, bystanders do nothing while black man rapes a woman on train and speaks to where we are in society, says the police. Well, basically the people who were filming the rape, they said that they were afraid to be called a racist or to do anything because of the political correct environment. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is what happens when you demand no protection rights and restitution of the rule of law for people who are being targeted. This is what happens when you allow runaway power. This is what happens when you enable and protect the system and the most corrupt companies and governments in the world. You give them liability, and you want to give the impression it's all about your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. We are giving free lunch to the elite, setting precedents, eliminating the rule of law, and basically destroying our culture, our traditions, our rule of law, freedom, liberty, justice. This is what happens. Pardon my sidebars here. Next, Biden brings convicted Afghan rapist deported by Trump back to the U.S. Next, rapist awaiting trial commits his fifth violent rape. Not making this stuff up, folks. America could have the number one, from number three, we could be number one now for rape in the world. But, of course, the mainstream media is going to hear this, and they're going to create a different narrative. And it's up to you to do your reading and research and verify and not believe any narratives, because all they do is propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. That's what they do. It's all about the agenda. In other words, they sold out to the wealthiest people in the world. Next. Taliban now has more Black Hawk helicopters than 85% of the countries in the world. Yep. Thanks to Joe Biden. Next. MLS, you heard of multiple listing services, tells the Idaho real estate agencies that liberty and constitutional are racist terms and must be removed. Look, I know this sounds like I'm trying to interview for a comedy act, but this is real. I know this sounds like a total joke, but this is stuff that's happening in America today. Next, commercial real estate collapse triggers 70% property value drop due to bankruptcies and foreclosures. We've been talking about commercial real estate and how it's all been propped up. Of course this is going to happen. And if it wasn't for BlackRock trying to create a renter class and, you know, the powers that be buying up all the single-family homes for renters, we wouldn't even have the real estate boom that we had, except for in the red states, because the exodus out of the blue states is so great. Next, large sections of border wall have been removed and left wide open along heavily trafficked drug routes on southern Arizona and the southern border in general. Next, Department of Homeland Security paid near $500,000 in taxpayer funds to build security fencing around Joe Biden's Delaware beach house after canceling all border wall contracts. You can't make this stuff up.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The initial autopsy for Brian Laundrie's cause of death was inconclusive, according to the Laundrie family attorney, Stephen Bertolino, on Monday, adding that Laundrie's remains will now be sent to an anthropologist for further evaluation. The White House on Monday rejected two more of President Trump's claims of executive privilege over releasing documents to the mostly partisan January 6 committee. A national car rental company is ready to introduce electric Teslas to its fleet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Those in a rental car could soon get a Tesla when they use Hertz in the future. The Florida-based company is ordering 100,000 Teslas by the end of next year. Tesla Model 3s will be available starting early next month in major markets across the United States. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Biden's stumping in New Jersey Monday continues to try and sell his massive spending bill.
What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing? We pay for it all. It doesn't increase the deficit one single cent.
Republicans are quick to point out there's no such thing as a free lunch, and however Biden spends this, the American consumer will end up paying the bill as inflation teeters the American economy. Over half of America disapproves with the president's job performance this year. The poll was conducted by 538.com on Monday. West Virginia's Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says he's ready to get on board with the spending bill.
We're all working in good faith. I've been talking to everybody, as you know, and I think that we've got a good understanding of each other now, better than we've ever had.
The Virginia election is Tuesday, November 2nd. Republican Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn says Biden's spending bill is bad for America.
And they want to take one vote and in that one vote have government control of your kids, the ability for the federal government to monitor your bank account in real time. They want government control of health care. They want the Green New Deal. They want all of these expanded services and programs. What they're trying to do is make the American people totally and completely dependent on the federal government, cradle to grave, daylight to dark.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Ken Burns, the acclaimed historian and documentarian of events via film, says that the current times are equal to the Civil War, the Great Depression, and World War II. I agree with him. But I would add, and the Revolution. So, the Second Civil War, the Second Great Depression, and the Second American Revolution. I think that's where we are right now. Rich?
Well, Vince, I don't disagree, but I'm hoping that if we can wake up enough people will start to do action maneuvers. And I don't mean violence. I don't mean things of that nature. I mean getting together, creating synergy, and basically trying to create plan Bs for the people. And, you know, this is all one thing that we've done is proven that it's all planned. It's all by design. You know, taking over the elections, taking over armies, disarming Americans, reducing population. Look, we've talked about it till we're blue in the face. And we need action. We need offense. We need to have alternative plans in order to survive. I mean, we can't even talk about prosperity anymore. We got to talk about survival. And we got to have ideas and solutions conferences around the country. But see, the powers that be, they don't want to do that because they know they're part of the agenda, and we've talked about the agenda. And if they do it, they only want to do it so they get recognized as it being their idea. It's really a very sad state that we're in, where most people, especially in corporations and big corporations and government, care more about their personal feathering of their own nest than they do the American people in their own country. Very, very sad state we're in. So, if it's okay with you, Vince, I mean, unless you want to discuss any of the things.
One question for you. Did you get that email link, or were you able to look at the San Jose Mercury News, where Lindley, USA Prepares Instructor?
I did. I had to open it like 10 times, and I finally figured out how to do it, but they kept bringing pop-ups up to block me, so I had to read like a little part of it, a little part of it here, a little part of it there. Mm-hmm. But I did read at least half of it, and yeah, I got the gist.
Yeah, Class Lindley made the front page news because she's not taking it. She is not allowing the destruction of her town and the United States of America. And she made a very large newspaper, the San Jose. That's Silicon Valley. It's a really large area in California. And San Jose Mercury News is the big paper in Silicon Valley. She made the front page because she's protesting, and she is not going to take it. So I'll put a link in today's BitChute audio on Ron Gibson's channel. I'll add the link so you can see what happened with Lindley, and we'll talk more about it when Lindley comes on Friday. But she made the news in a very, very big way, and she's a tough gladiator. She really is. Any comments about that, Rich, before you continue?
Highly of Lindley. As you know, she stayed here with her daughter for a week, and she got a taste of a whole different lifestyle regarding self-sufficiency and new ideas and solutions and thinking outside the box, and I think very highly of her. I really admire what she's doing, and I think she would have left California if she would have found in all the areas that I gave her information to glean, to talk to people, you know, from here to Idaho. I think if she had options, see, so many, the exodus is so great out of the Washingtons, the Oregons, the Californias, the Illinois, the Minnesotas, the Northeast, and all the blue states, the exodus is incredible, incredibly high. And there's hardly anything left that's a decent home unless you want to pay in the millions of dollars for it. And that's what's happening, you know, even finding good land that's fairly close to a town and then not totally in the boonies. And, you know, I could live in the boonies, but, you know, Lindley's coming from a California town living on grid. And, you know, it's hard to do when you don't have a lot of those skill sets. And I think if she had more options on what to buy, she would have kept that plan going. And I understand why she didn't. But I wish her the best of luck. She's an awesome person. She's a true patriot. You know, I talk about the pick effect on how we should judge people, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And she scores high in the nines for sure. So I really appreciate her. I call her a friend, and I have nothing but good things to say about her.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay, I'm going to go back to news in the flash, folks. I'm looking at the time, and it's waning. Next, Facebook swings wildly after revenues miss poor guidance but announces a $50 billion buyback. Look, we talked about stock buybacks. It's a cash the elite in the companies. It has nothing to do with expansion, new products or service, research and development, you know, nothing for the employees. It basically fakes, just like everything else is fake, fakes earnings per share, and it creates new debt, better for acquisitions and mergers. Nope, look, nobody benefits but the elite with this type of fakery for increased prices in stocks. That's all it is. Okay, pardon my sidebar. Next, A.G. Garland's wife connected to voting machines vendors. She's connected to voting machines vendor. I mean, this is such a joke. This just shows how corrupt our government and system is. Next, Fulton County, Georgia ordered more than 1 million absentee ballots from printer days before the 2020 election. This is comedy. This is comedy, people. Next, Wisconsin election group findings, over 44,000 voted without proof of ID, while the margin of victory was only about 20,000. Oh, my gosh. You people in the swing states, you've been had. Next, Wisconsin had 7 million registered voters in inventory on Election Day, but only 5.9 million citizens. I mean, math, that's why they say math is racist. They want to eliminate math. Look, this whole election, what we've proven by the thousands of examples, that everything is null and void. The whole election should be decertified. This is a total, absolute joke. I can't even believe this is happening. Oh my gosh, Vince, I don't even know, it's just pretty pathetic what's happened to our country with all the evidence that we have. I mean, I just can't even believe it. All right, pardon my sidebars here. Next. Where am I? Okay. Biden leaves stacks and stacks of pallets of U.S. dollar, $100 bills for the Taliban. Next. Biden regime provides a kill list to the Taliban with names of Americans and allies to the Taliban. Next, Biden instructs all federal agencies to remove any reference to the $85 billion in weapons given to the Taliban. So Biden instructing all federal agencies to lie regarding the $85 billion of high-tech weapons we've given to our enemies. Can you even believe this is America? What a joke! Next. Yeah, I talked about New Jersey briefly. Basically, it just came out that New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is going to impose a statewide COVID vax mandate after re-election, and this was basically proven by a senior advisor that was caught on Project Veritas. It's caught on film. It's caught on audio. This is so people who live in New Jersey, that blue state, your governor, Phil Murphy, is going to impose a statewide COVID vax mandate lockdown if he wins re-election. And because everything is fixed, everything is rigged, he probably will, right? Well, it's going to be another mass exodus out of New Jersey. Next, Army prepares to process 50,000 Afghanistans inside the U.S. Unbelievable. Next, Obama-Biden reinstituting program on bringing non-vetted illegals into the U.S. and using nonprofits to move them around from state to state and city to city. See, we're all border towns now, people. Next, National School Board Association owes $20 million to the IRS. Now, for those you parents who are fighting with the school board association in your town, in your state, what do you think that is? Because they've been bribed and blackmailed because they owe $20 million to the IRS. And they don't want it to come out of their pocket. They want it to come out of your child's hide. Next, CalPERS has $3 billion invested in the Chinese communist companies. CalPERS is a retirement fund out of California. And they're investing $3 billion in our enemies' companies. I want you to just wrap your head around that for a while. Next, revealed how super rich people like $60 billion Nike founder Phil Knight avoids billions in taxes by cycling their wealth through trust companies and trust funds. Folks, Joe Biden, part of this $3.5 trillion package is to basically put the people into bondage by increasing the IRS and tax by hundreds of thousands of people to come after us and increase taxes on the people. That's what that's for. It's for it's the final nail for consolidating power, money, and control for the agenda, for the elite. Next, Vladimir Putin opposes mandatory jabs, says people should get vaccinated without coercion. My God, are we going to change history here and have Americans start going to Russia for freedom? Think about this. Vladimir Putin says more patriotic stuff than 99% of the people in our government right now. Next, teacher mocks the American flag and suggests to students that they can say the Pledge of Allegiance to the pride flag. Look, I know you think I make this stuff up sometimes. I know you think I'm trying to, you know, get your adrenaline up. Do this for, shock jock stuff. No, I promise you, these are published articles in the public domain. You just have to realize that we're still living in America. This is happening in America. It's all part of the objectives. It's all part of the agenda. No, it's not Trump's fault. It's not Russia's fault. It's not the unvaccinated fault. They are selling you an agenda, and they want you to be submissive and conformist and not control your own destiny in any way. We'll be right back after this break.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, as you think about spending money online and buying books, here is something from Amazon. This is Amazon's website, Amazon.com. Quote, parent pick, family favorites of real parents shopping on Amazon, end quote. Here's some books. My Two Moms and Me. This is a children's book. Daddy, Papa, and Me. It's about two daddies and a child. Stella Brings the Family. That's about two daddies and a child. Families Can. It's about a black father, a black man, a white man, and a black child. Here's another one. Pink is for Boys. All available on Amazon for your shopping pleasure. You may want to start the boycott right here, right now. Rich?
Oh, yeah, and this is one of the articles I actually omitted because of time today. But Amazon was caught throwing away food even as supply chain woes threatened to starve America. Look, the big corporations and big government are into financial enslavement and the largest transfer of wealth and life in the history of America and the world, okay? You have to be aware of this. It's just like when I go over all the election and voting fraud and foreign interference and all this stuff. Look, they have Mike Lindell and his team. He's proven in every county in a given state at a given age had the same percentage of voting in that state, in that county. That's impossible math for a given age. It's been proven. Look, it just proves that our government is fraudulent and incapacitated and tyrannical. Same with the big corporations. They're all in it together. Look, Dr. Shiva proved that over 17,000 duplicate ballots, it's been proven in Massachusetts alone. Let me go back to news in a flash, Vince. I have a couple articles here I want you to comment since your broadcast, and I appreciate you trying to allow me to give all this information to our listeners. I thank you so much. The Catholic Church's latest scandal reports a priest using Grindr in U.S. and in Vatican. Look, I use the term adult mutual consensual sex often, but when you're a Catholic priest and your whole protocol and platform is about not having sex, amongst other things, you're not practicing what you preach. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Next, Instagram fuels 70% rise in online grooming of children. Look, you got to keep your kids away from all these electronic gadgets. It funnels them in. It makes them intellectually lazy. It's just like, if you want a true definition of a word, you need to go to a dictionary pre-2009. If you want to be lazy and you want to Google up a term, how many articles have we given on this broadcast, folks, about how they've changed definitions of words and terms? I'm blue in the face talking about it. It's got to be in the hundreds, if not thousands. You can't believe anything you look up that comes from big tech or the corporate oligarchies. You just cannot. Next, half the small businesses in America have jobs that they can't fill. Well, this is by design. We've talked about how small and medium-sized business was going to fold because the powers that be, the big corporate oligarchies, the fascist system, the big corporations and big government want you to go to only a few stores, and that's when they implement your social credit score, your tyrannical takeover, your financial enslavement, your climate change, the reset, the forced whatever drugs that they give you, the ESG, the EDI, all these things are all by design. The forced centralized currency, whatever that is, the delegitimization of work with MMT and UBI. Look, this is what they want to do. This is all part of the plan. We've connected the dots for you many times. And I'm going to give one last article, Vince, I want you to comment on. Hall of Fame media correction. Washington Post forced to admit that they lied pretending F. Joe Biden chant was "Let's go, Brandon." Did you hear about that, Vince? Are you aware about that?
Yes. Yes, I was aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, I have never in my entire life heard more outrage of about two presidents. Donald Trump is one, and Joe Biden's the other. But Donald Trump pales in comparison in terms of the people that were outraged toward him as compared to Joe Biden. Joe Biden wins the prize. More people despise him. His popularity is the lowest of any incumbent or any president, sitting president, at this point in time. He has gone down faster and farther than any president in terms of people approving his behavior. And you know, one of the things I'm really, really concerned with, Rich, is this $600 threshold for all transactions being recorded and reported and monitored and spied on by the IRS. And Joe is bumping that up to $10,000. So, you know, only transactions above $10,000, it's still an outrage. It's still spying on Americans. And none of that is acceptable. None of that is acceptable. So it's incumbent upon you, class, to protect your privacy in whatever means you think necessary. But I'm not advocating breaking the law, and I'm not advocating violence, and neither is Rich. Rich?
Yeah, well said, Vince. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it. We'll see you all next week.
See you next week. Yeah. As above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.